Lights, what's up, Spaceship Earth? We are back live doing a broadcast from Dr. Lee Vickers' house here in Davie, Florida, Blight. And he did a little preview for all the listeners before. And, you know, if you haven't did or didn't hear the beginning of the show, check out the iTunes podcast and give the energy a shot, because I felt it and everyone else who does usually feels it. So give it a chance. And thanks to you again for coming on. Now we're going to jump to our next guest, which is none other than Stephen Bassett. We've had him on the show before. He's an exopolitical activist, and he's a leading advocate for the ending the 65-year government-imposed truth embargo regarding extraterrestrial presence engaging the human race. And as I've said on the show and always say on the show, ET presence and technology has been on the planet for a very, very, very long time. This is not new news of their presence. It's old ancient news that has been suppressed. Not new news, old news. We're just bringing it back to the humanities or people's consciousness, however you want to look at it. But it's a very important topic, and Stephen is one of the top people heading up the disclosure petition, and now he has an actual, I think, with Congress. So it's really exciting times and really exciting stuff that he's involved in. To tell you a little bit more, he's also the executive director of the Paradigm Research Group, and he is an advocate for work that has been extensively covered by national and international media. He has spoken to audiences all over the world about implications of formal disclosure and ET presence. He has several websites. The station is getting him on the phone right now, so I'm just going to give out his websites real quick because he has a bunch of them. You can check out paradigmresearchgroup.org. disclosurepetition.info, and that's where you actually sign the disclosure. I signed myself, and if you haven't signed it, you should. Send it to your friends, Facebook it, tweet it. He also has exopoliticsworld.net, taxonwashington.org, x-conference.com, worlddisclosureday.org, and x-ppac.org, pac.org. So you can check out those seven sites and get tons of information, research, and actually take a firsthand involvement in actually helping the disclosure process happen. It's something that needs to happen. It's something that everyone else on the planet knew just a few thousand years ago, and today it's almost as if you talk about ET presence, you're just crazy. I have a good friend with me also here. Joined. We have race car Todd, who's here at Dr. Lee Vickers' house. He just sat down, a good friend of mine, so I asked to sit in. So all the people watching this on YouTube or live stream or whatever, we have Todd in the house. Todd, how you feeling this evening?
Doing well. Thank you.
Excellent. What do you think about the energy flowing at Dr. Lee Vickers' house? We have a great gathering happening with people and lots of things going on. How you feeling this evening?
I'm feeling relaxed, clear as well. Just a nice, clean space to be in. Thank you. Excellent.
It really is. It's a beautiful house here and beautiful sky, and it's just the weather is perfect tonight. It's a great time to be energizing and really paying attention to some of the stuff. So he's going to be sitting in on this the rest of the show, Tato, and listening in, chiming in here and there. So with that, we'll jump to our next guest at the top of the third hour here, which is Stephen Bassett. Stephen, thank you for coming on the show. How are you?
It's great to be with you. I'm just fine.
Excellent. Now, we had you on the show before, and we talked about the disclosure petition, and you've obviously been making some headway with that. So tell us the exciting news of what's been developing since we last had you on the show.
Well, there's a lot happening. First of all, the Paradigm Research Group is launching a major project. The press release is about to go out within the next, I think, 24 to 36 hours. And what we're going to do is we're going to be announcing at the Sundance Film Festival in Park City, Utah, the launching of, forgive me, partner, I'm getting music in the background, and I'm not sure why.
Oh, it's because we're coming up on a commercial break, but we have about 45 seconds left if you want to finish up.
Well, I'm going to be talking, after the break, I'm going to be talking about a major event that is going to be held later this year in April, May, as well as a documentary film associated with that event. The announcement of this is going to be made. The press release is going to go out in about 36 hours, and then we're going to hold a press conference at Sundance Film Festival on Friday the 18th.
Excellent.
So I'm going to be talking to your audience about that.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick commercial break. I definitely want to hear about the Sundance. That's real exciting. So hang on, Stephen, right there, and there's some more stars. energy journey.
It's here, Ormus Water, now available online at the new Starseed Energy Radio online store. Ormus is short for David Hudson's Orbitally Rearranged Monatomic Elements. I take Ormus Water daily and feel a big difference in my energy. Ormus is created from pure organic sea salts and is created through an ancient alchemical process. Ormus Water can help your body back to its original state of health. It helps against fluoride, GMOs, chemtrails, and all other poisons and toxins found in our air and food today. For more information or to order Ormus, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store. Winfox Organic Herbal Blends, now available exclusively to Starseed Energy Radio. I personally take Winfox Herbal Blends every day for my health and endurance. Winfox Herbal Blends have a very high and well-substantiated rate of success with the clients they work with. All the herbs used at Winfox Herbal are grown organically and ethically wild harvested from areas free of contamination. Their guarantee is to use only the purest, most potent, and ecologically sound herbs available in all their formulations. For more information or to order Winfox Organic Herbal Blends, visit starseedenergyradio.com/store.
As the new year approaches, are you ready for more? More health, more vitality, and more well-being. Hi, this is Pastor Ginny, and for 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching people how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned that by taking one natural substance, I could begin to activate that power in my genes and achieve the more that I desired. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and offer you a free sample of the product that I've been using for almost 2 years that has created extraordinary results in my life. Go to www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
A Neo Meditation Cube is laid out according to sacred geometry and contains layers of ether, platinum, gold, silver, copper, or aluminum metals, which carry vibrational frequencies, bringing you in tune with the God consciousness while boosting your glandular and immune system. By meditating 15 minutes a day with our Neo device, you can supercharge the law of attraction while integrating your mind, body, and spirit. So don't waste your valuable time. Join us and learn how to meditate deeply. To order your Neo Meditation Cube, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store.
Soul Nourishing helps you nourish your heart, mind, body, and soul with a variety of holistic health and therapeutic choices that will empower you. Elizabeth Garland is your soul coach, and she will help you resolve inner conflicts, remove toxic patterns, improve communication, and resolve incomplete emotional relationships. Change your life today. Discover joy. Contact Elizabeth Garland at 210-218-2075. That's 210-218-2075. Or for more information, visit her online today at www.soulnourishing.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Energy Radio. We're joined by Stan Bassett, and he is the executive director of ParadigmResearchGroup.org, and he also has disclosurepetition.info and a few other websites, which I mentioned at the beginning of the show. But he has some amazing things coming up. And, Stephen, before we left, we were talking about the Sundance Film Festival. What will you be doing at Sundance that people can also get involved in and take part in?
It just worked out. The timing was such that we could do this. The two things that are going to happen this year are, one, Paradigm Research Group is going to hold an event in Washington, D.C., April 29 to May 3, in which the main ballroom of the National Press Club, which is about two blocks from the White House, is going to be converted into what amounts to a Senate hearing room with all of the usual accoutrements, public section, press section, testimony tables, and, of course, committee tables. And for 5 days, approximately 40 of the strongest researchers and government agency witnesses available are going to testify for 30 hours to former members of Congress who will be acting in the very same capacity that they acted when they were serving in Congress, with all of the usual protocols. In other words, it's a citizen's hearing on disclosure. The motto of this hearing is, if Congress will not do its job, the people will. This is an unprecedented event. It's never been done. And in addition, the entire event is going to be filmed, theatrical quality, high definition film, and a documentary is going to be based on it. The title of the documentary is Ending the Truth Embargo. And that film will hopefully be completed and ready for distribution in the fall of 2013. So at Sundance, what we're going to be announcing is not only the documentary, but, of course, the event upon which the documentary is based. We're also going to be holding meetings with activist members of the entertainment community to find those that would like to publicly and willingly publicly endorse the project as an important effort to get the truth to the American people about what, and I think any reasonable person would conclude, is the most important issue in the world today. This event and the documentary are already funded. It's going to happen. We have about 16 witnesses committed and invitations out to about another 20, and negotiations are underway in the very early stages to secure four or five members, former members of Congress, either the House or the Senate, to serve as the committee members. So I think you get the idea here. Furthermore, the budget includes the live streaming of the entire hearing, all 30 hours of testimony, as well as additional materials during the breaks and interviews and things like that, so at least 40 hours and possibly more, to the Internet worldwide. And we will be doing simultaneous translation to the extent possible in English. Well, I mean, obviously in English, but also we translated and streamed out in Spanish, French, and Arabic. And we're considering the possibility of Chinese, depending upon the kind of access we can get to mainland China. So this is a very substantial project that has the potential of creating enough critical mass to light what I would call a firestorm, set off a firestorm within the political media, where they will finally do more than just sort of cover the issue, but actually challenge the government on the issue by asking the obvious people the obvious questions, which frankly, there are no satisfactory answers that would not generate even more questions, thus creating what is would be essentially an immediate chain reaction. Should that happen, it's quite possible that the truth embargo, which is now in its 66th year, could end this summer, and the nations of the world, perhaps starting with the United States, would finally announce to their people that they're not alone in the universe. So that will kind of formally be launched at Sundance, it's going to be fun. Looking forward to it.
Now, when you talk about ET civilizations and presence and the disclosure of the governments admitting about it because of its importance, and it's, you're saying it's the most important topic, explain to the listeners, and not for me, but I say this on the show all the time, that a lot of this information is ancient information about indigenous people over the planet knew about star beings and civilizations, but why is it so important for the governments, nations of the world to disclose it? Is for through energy or technologies? What are the main underlying reasons of why it's important?
There's a host of reasons. Whether we like it or not, we live in a highly complex world, heavily populated now with over 7 billion people. And we simply cannot operate as a civilization without government, without nations, or their equivalent. There was a period a few hundred years ago when the Catholic Church tried to prevent or really kind of stood in the way of the advancement of understanding of the solar system and astronomy. And had that continued, the Western civilization in particular would have been held back dramatically in the science, understanding the universe and even the planet, and it would have dramatically impacted civilization during that time. Now it's even more severe. The fact that I think the majority of people out there want peace. They do not want to go to war against other nations. And yet every time the government wants to go to war, we go. And so just because a lot of people already think the ET presence is here doesn't mean that that is enough for us to advance as a global civilization in regards to the issue. Without the governments acknowledging ET presence, we are not going to get access to ET-derived technology, which could be transformative. It will remain in black projects, probably only for potential weapons programs. It's not going to be taught in university, so our children will not learn about it in a structured way, so they can have a much more precise understanding of it. They'll have to learn it from the lore, from the milieu, which is not ideal. The philanthropist organizations are not going to fund private research. The Congress is not going to legislate, not going to entertain the issue. The media is not going to cover it. They're going to stand down, thus allowing the government to continue to maintain secrecy and do pretty much what it wants. So a whole lot of things which we really don't want to happen will continue to happen until we have an informal acknowledgement of the ET presence by heads of state. And that's just the way it is. That's just the world that we live in. Perhaps it would be better if we lived in a different world where government opinions about things were of little consequence, and only what mattered was the consensus of people. But that is not the world we live in. And we need disclosure very quickly because we're facing a host of problems, and this failure to break through on this issue is, I think, significantly preventing us from addressing those problems.
Absolutely. I agree with you. I mean, it's definitely a transformative thing that will happen if Obama and the governments of the world admit finally that ET presence is with us in here. It's gonna shift reality for a lot of people and probably bring down reality for a lot of people. But it's definitely something that I think is with you is really hurting the human race is to not have this exposure and possibly help on new energies and new technologies from these advanced civilizations. Also, talk a little bit about, Stephen, if you can, about the Paradigm Research Group that you're also executive director of and what the research and what you guys have done over the years.
The Paradigm Research Group is not a research organization. Sorry about that. It's an advocacy group. It's a political advocacy organization. It was called Paradigm Research Group because the first thing that PRG did was register as a lobbyist. I registered as lobbyist for PRG, but also on behalf of other organizations, mostly research groups that were dealing with the subject of ufology. And so this group of entities, most of which are gone now, they've closed since then. This is back in late 1996, was the genesis for the name Paradigm Research Group. But PRG is an advocacy organization. It's one goal. Everything it does, every project, every website, every Facebook page, everything it does has one goal and one fundamental goal, one primary goal, with everything else secondary, and that is ending the truth embargo and triggering a disclosure event, capital D disclosure event, which is, in fact, nothing more and nothing less than the formal acknowledgement of the extraterrestrial presence by the heads of state, probably starting with a single country, probably the United States, but not necessarily. And that's what PRG does and will continue to do.
Excellent. Well, Stephen, hang on right there. I'm going to take another quick commercial break, and then I want to talk about some of the ways people can get involved by signing the petition, other things that we can do, and all listeners can do to help support the cause. So hang on right there. I'm going to take a quick commercial break. Here's some more Starseed Journey by Will I Am. We'll be right back.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
How important is the air we breathe? Our air purifiers are made with a patent process called Aeron. Aeron is different from ozone. Aeron does not create oxides of nitrogen like other ozone machines. Unlike any air purifiers out there, the Aeron generator adds additional energy, creating higher forms of oxygen. And when the Aeron molecule comes in contact with pollution, the pollution is quickly oxidized. These higher forms of energized oxygen have more power to oxidize pollutants, removing dust, pollen, mold, and other particles from the air. Destroying chemical fumes and toxic gases, kills mold, mildew, fungi, and kills many viruses and bacteria in the air and on surfaces for a healthier, cleaner environment. Visit our website, republicbroadcasting.org. That's republicbroadcasting.org. Just click on our online store or call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Be prepared. How important is the air we breathe?
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Star Strategy Radio. We're joined by Stephen Bassett talking about some amazing developments and having a hearing in Washington, D.C. coming up in April. So, Stephen, before we let the question is, what can listeners do? What can people do to get involved, to help you, to help everyone disclose ET civilizations?
There's many things they can do. But one thing is particularly kind of nifty right now, and that is this. This citizen hearing is in juxtaposition to something, another project that PRG launched back in September of 2010, namely, 11. It launched a disclosure petition, submitted a disclosure petition to the White House. It's now submitted six of them. That first disclosure petition one, received enough signatures to get a response from the White House. That petition called for the president to end the truth embargo and announce the ET presence. That's your baseline advocacy goal, right? And we got a response from the White House on November the 4th, in which the White House, interestingly enough, took the extreme hard line and said that there was no evidence whatsoever for any life outside our planet or life contacting our planet or any evidence that the government is hiding any information. I doubt there's a single viewer in your audience that believes any one of those statements, so they're completely false. But it's notable because it's the first time in history that the White House has ever put a position in writing on the ET issue. Now, that once you do that, you now have a target by which you can direct the media to. And so since then, over the last 14 months, five more petitions have been submitted, which all have the effect of pointing out the evidence that the White House claim didn't and doesn't exist. The initial petition, since it got a response from the White House and achieved enough signatures, remains 14 months later still on the White House website in the We the People department there, and you can read it, and that's wonderful. The other five did not get a response because the threshold was raised from 5 to 25,000 signatures, and they didn't get that many signatures, but they were up to 30 days each. The last one was submitted just a few days ago. The last petition that was submitted, and you can follow all of this at a simple website, disclosurepetition.org. And there you will see Disclosure Petition 6, the Citizens' Hearing. And what this petition does, and highly intentional, quite intentional, was state that we petition the Obama administration to require representatives from the Office of Science and Technology Policy attend the citizen hearing on disclosure in April. It was the OSTP that is where the White House initiated or sent out the response of November the 4th, where they deny all evidence. And so we're saying, look, on April 29 and May 3, we're going to present 30 hours of evidence, so you ought to send representatives down there to hear the evidence they claim doesn't exist. It might be helpful. So you get the picture. You see the chess game that's being played. Well, if your listeners go to disclosurepetition.org, they can see right in front of them the direct link to the petition at the White House that they may go over and sign. We'll take all the signatures we can get. Who knows? We might get lucky and get 25,000. So that's one way we can help. They can also spread that link, send it out on their Facebook and Twitter, and just share it as much as possible. Spread it around.
And Stephen, the people that sign the petition, do they have to be Americans, or can some of the international listeners we have also take part?
Interestingly enough, the way the We the People project is set up, no anybody in the country can sign these petitions. Unless their internet is blocked by the government, anyone from any nation can not only submit a petition, but sign the petition. So this is really an international project. Now, they're kind of downplaying it now. They took the graphic link off the top of the White House site. So you now have to get there by putting in We the People, which is the name of the project, in the search box on the White House top page, and it takes you right to it. The link that you find at disclosurepetition.org goes directly to it. So that's going to cut down the traffic. It's going to minimize its the activity there, and they'll probably phase it out in a while, in a month or two. But as long as the We the People project is up, we'll continue to submit disclosure petitions. But this one's particularly important because it will be up through February the 8th, and we'll continue to gather signatures through then. And this is going to be through the heart of some of the most important marketing for the citizen hearing. So what we've done here is we have in play right now the, once again, the statement that the White House made, which is false and indefensible. And we are promoting the citizen hearing where the press will be able to see that the statement by the White House is false. And that kind of dichotomy is the kind that gets the press's attention. And they may say, look, something's not right here. And so they may decide to get much more aggressive and start pursuing the truth embargo itself, not just cover the things that are going on, which they're doing now much more than ever, but start going after the government's position on this with hard questions to the usual appropriate people. And there aren't any easy answers to those questions. And if those questions start getting asked by the serious journalists from the major entities, major news entities,
oh yeah,
truth embargo will probably not last the summer.
Excellent. Well, Stephen, thank you so much for your hard work and coming on the show. And we send all of our positive thoughts and energy and promotion to help you get this Congress hearing as big as possible. So thank you for that. And I have all your websites and information up. So listeners out there, support the petition, get involved, and help us end this truth embargo. Stephen, thanks again for coming on the air.
You're welcome. Look forward to coming back.
Excellent. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, Ryan, could you pull over so I could buy some bottled water?
Sure, Al, but do you still spend money on that stuff?
Well, yeah, why? What do you get?
I stopped buying bottled water a long time ago, man. With this Sachiel filtration bottle, I can filter 100 gallons of water from any fresh water source.
Yeah? What do you mean? It just looks like a regular sports bottle to me.
It might look like that, but it's much, much more. You see, this 28-ounce water filtration bottle provides the most advanced ionic absorption filtration technology in the world, and it takes out 99.9% of all contaminants, including radiation.
Really? And you could filter 100 gallons of water from any fresh water source on the planet? Wow, that could save me some big bucks. Hey, I could survive a water crisis or a natural disaster with one of those. Where can I get one?
Well, just go to healthonplanetearth.com. That's www.healthonplanetearth.com to order now or for more information.
Time to be self-sustained. The Domain. The Domain is an exclusive community for people with environmental consciousness and self-sustaining spirit. By utilizing wind and sunlight as an abundant and reliable source of renewable energy, and coupled with the strongest structure ever devised, the geodesic dome, this development showcases doing more with less and energy freedom for like-minded families. The Domain Ecovillage features indoor organic gardens, aquaponics and hydroponic systems, sacred geometry design of sacred architecture, water recycling and wastewater treatment systems. To find out more information and to see how you and your family can live off-grid, check out DomainEcoVillage.com. That's www.DomainEcoVillage.com. Guess what? I just got my own tower garden. You can grow your own organic fruits and vegetables right in your own backyard or on your patio or porch using the new Tower Garden by Juice Plus. It's a new patented vertical aeroponic gardening system that recycles nutrients and water and that will yield you 20 fruits, vegetables, or herbs month after month and year after year. There's no soil, no tilling, and no weeds to deal with. And you can do this in less than 3 square feet of space. Standing only 5 feet high, the Tower Garden comes complete with everything you need to get started. It's easy to assemble and comes with customer support. They're offering this interest-free for 12 simple payments. Please go to Tower Garden Complete for more information. That's www.towergardencomplete.com. Again, that's www.towergardencomplete.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Energy Radio, and an amazing show so far. Now we're joined by our last guest of the night. His last two commercials really touch on the subject that Ed Clay talks about and where his heart and passion is, which is sustainability, self-reliance, ecoism, and really taking it, like we talked about earlier in the show, back to basics. We had Ted talking about the Native Americans and how they lived in harmony with the planet and how important that is. So amazing topics and information that Kent always gives out, and that's why we have him back on the show. So with that, Happy New Year's, Kent. Thanks for coming on. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate your show. And tonight I want to talk about monkeys and what people can do to help protect the rainforest by saving monkeys. I tend to be pretty serious with the subjects I talk about, including climate change, and tonight's topic is a little more lighthearted, and
excellent. You also joined a new organization you're going to tell us about, too, so let's jump into it.
Yeah, absolutely. Why don't we do that? There are a couple websites I'll mention right away. One is thecpproject.org, and CT stands for Civilization Transformation. We're a new 501c3. I've been talking with the founder over the last year, and we have our nonprofit status. So bctproject.org is interested in helping to basically change the way we live so that we live more sustainably. And by doing so, we help preserve natural areas and indigenous cultures, et cetera. Now, the fun part of this is that I also want to talk about the Primate Rescue Network. So if you go to primaterescuenetwork.org, you'll be able to follow along. And this is a civilization transformation project. It's one of our first projects. And basically, think save the monkeys, save the rainforest. If you get to the site, again, it's primaterescuenetwork.org. There's a presence on Facebook as well, but there's also the www address. This is a way that people can directly help save howler monkeys. There are a couple centers, one in Venezuela and one in Ecuador. And if you start at about $14 a month, you can help save a monkey's life. So what the money goes to is to help food, medicine, vet care, maintenance, employees' wages, and volunteer housing and food. And these centers need all the help that they can get. And through the Civilization Transformation Project and our Primate Rescue Network, we're helping to do just that.
Excellent.
Yeah. So basically, put your money where the monkeys are. I think how this evolved is that, you know, when you talk about helping to save indigenous people, I believe many people don't get as excited over that as, say, saving something as cute-looking as a howler monkey. So by educating people and getting them more connected to our natural environment, that helps save more of the rainforest. The centers are actually rescue areas. The two that I mentioned in Ecuador and Venezuela are rescue centers for monkeys. One problem, I mean, apart from the poaching and the problems with encroaching, with deforestation and humanity moving in and living in a non-sustainable manner, one specific problem that the monkeys have is when they climb up on high-tension power lines, they get fried. So the mothers will often die, and the baby monkeys will fall and be burned, and then those need care. But better than that, if we move upstream and think upstream, so to speak, there needs to be more attention paid to the power line so that insulators are put on to protect wildlife and other devices to further protect monkeys and other wildlife. So, basically, the thing to do to protect wildlife worldwide is for those of us in Western, quote-unquote, civilization, to learn to live within our means, to not be so driven to overconsumption and to really pretending as though we have more planets at our disposal than we really have. So what we're talking about is that those of us who are accustomed to all of the conveniences of our modern life often don't realize at what a great cost these conveniences come. And it's a difficult sell to ask people to live more lightly and to think full cycle, but it's really something necessary because we're running out of time as far as helping to stabilize the climate. And what's really critical with this, with all of this, is for people who forget that we're part of the natural world to somehow get connected. And if you go to primaterescuenetwork.org, you can look at the different links and realize, yeah, I mean, sure, monkeys are cute, but they're part of an overall ecosystem. And it's these ecosystems that are getting destroyed. So it's important for a person to establish a connection. for a human being to somehow get tied to the land. And quite frankly, you know, monkeys are really cute. And I'm excited about it. James Paul is
sure.
The fellow who started it. And he said, you know, Kent, you and I have been talking about helping indigenous people for a long time. And here's what we're doing now. We're actually working with Saving Monkeys. And I think it's a great approach because it's a way to connect with people. I'll also mention another organization, too, while I'm at it. It's one that has a chapter in the San Diego area where I live, and that is the Pachamama Alliance. If you go to pachamama.org, P-A-C-H-A-M-A-M-A, this is an alliance with the goal that involves calling on the global north, the quote-unquote more civilized society that we tend to think of ourselves as being, the Western society, calling on the global north to change the dream of the modern world from one of accumulation and overconsumption to one that honors and sustains life. And the Pachamama Alliance has been going since about 1995 in Ecuador, and this is branching out. And James is involved, our founder is involved also in the Pachamama Alliance. And I just see the Pachamama Alliance as being a wonderful role model for nonprofit organizations that are working to preserve natural areas and especially to empower indigenous people.
Yeah, I've had Oscar on the show. He's amazing, and he does amazing work. So that's really, really great that you're involved with him now.
Yeah, that's great. That's great to hear. So I'll be involved more with the Pachamama Alliance, and I think this will be a way also for me to work more with the tribes within the United States, rather than reinvent the wheel, as it were. We're building on commonality. And this is what the CT project, the Civilization Transformation Project, is doing. And right now we're really we're focusing on howler monkeys in the rainforest. So let me go ahead and read some material here.
Sure, that'd be great.
Yeah. So. Primate Rescue Network was created out of necessity after the Civilization Transformation Project Board of Directors discovered several animal rescue centers throughout Latin America that are in dire need of support. And the rescue operations were typically started by private individuals or families who felt compelled to save the orphaned, injured, confiscated, and abandoned animals they were witnessing firsthand. Many of these people had no prior experience or formal training in animal rescue and welfare. What they do possess, however, is the love and inner desire to rescue these threatened and endangered species. Some of them believe that to turn away from these animals in need is just as bad as personally inflicting the suffering itself. And after speaking with people many of these rescue operations, it became apparent that most lack the time and the resources to really effectively solicit the funds necessary to sustain and expand their efforts. So what I'm doing is I'm asking your listeners to help support PRN, the Primate Rescue Network, by contributing to the organization and knowing that the money will go directly toward helping to save the lives of monkeys in Venezuela and Ecuador. So the demand placed on the centers is ever increasing since an alarming amount of the world's rainforests have come under heavy assault from human encroachment. Legal hunting and poorly managed land use is stripping away the ecosystem in which these animals live. driving many to seek refuge in the segment.
And Ken, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I want listeners to know it's not only just the animals, but I've watched a lot of documentaries that when they destroy the rainforest, the Amazon, which is the oxygen, the lungs of the planet, you know, to start with, but they're actually destroying indigenous cultures. They're cutting down their homes, their trees, they're bulldozing them, and it's added to the deaths of hundreds of indigenous tribes all over the Amazon that have literally been killed by deforestation. Ancient knowledge, shamans, medicine men, you know, passing down thousands of years of information on herbal medicines and holistic medicines. So much information has been lost. So I just want to stress that I've covered this a lot, the topic, because it's a topic to be aware of. Deforestation is killing people and animals and and everything else. So I just want to say that too. It's important for people to realize that it's affecting a lot more than just animals, but everything and people themselves.
Yes, I mean, that's a good point. It's all tied together, and we may never realize exactly what we've lost. I grew up in Papua New Guinea in a natural setting, and I have this connection to the land that many people don't. And yeah, with medicines and just the languages alone, where I live, the island where I grew up, has about a fifth of the world's languages just on the island alone. And the diversity that is just being literally bulldozed and cut is something that we'll never get back. We have to talk about long-term evolution to, even approach the beauty and the diversity that we currently have. What I think another thing to stress is to get back to this issue of sustainability that I know near and dear to your heart, because one of the best things that we could do regarding indigenous people is actually to leave them alone, to not encroach, to not affect their lives. But that's really not a choice anymore because, modern man, humanity is just everywhere on the planet. And the progress that is being forced upon people is not one that's presented in a polite, manageable way. The elders aren't consulted. The wisdom keepers, the shamans aren't asked before the pipelines are put in and the trees are clear cut. And what we need is more representation for Native people, which is one of the main reasons why I became involved in politics, to help speak out for Indigenous people. And with the Green Party, and it really is no secret, we respect diversity. And we see that it's really up to those of us who consider ourselves to be more advanced to live responsibly and to realize that if we don't live within our means, if we don't live sustainably, then what we are doing in effect, as we're doing by exploring for oil and mining throughout the planet, what we're doing is we're taking resources from other people. And those who are living close to the land really don't have the political strength behind them to even stand up to their own government. That's, they lack the sophistication to see what's being thrown their way, which is why it's so important for you, Jonah, and for others like us to be that voice and to help them meet the modern world and to say, you know what, we have something to offer as well. We have wisdom that can help you. There's really a one-sided viewpoint that many U.S. citizens have. We think of ourselves as being, as a culture, we think of ourselves as being more advanced. There's an arrogance, really, that I think the average U.S. citizen doesn't realize that they have. And the way to help our resources last longer is to realize that our basic way of life, our consumption-driven way of life, is one that really is designed to fail. Products are designed with obsolescence built in, so that if even a relatively few parts in a complex device, such as a cell phone, fail, then the entire cell phone is discarded. We're just moving way too quickly, using up resources.
Unfortunately, I hate to cut you off, Ken. We have so much to talk about. As always, we're out of time. And again, thank you for all your initiatives and all your projects you're doing. You're doing amazing work with Native Americans all over the country. So we'll have you back on in a few weeks to give us some more updates and more projects. So thanks again, and have a great evening, and thanks for all the work you're doing.
Thank you, John, and you have a great evening as well. Take care, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. We'll be right back with a wrap-up.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Star City Energy Radio. What an amazing show we had live from Dr. Lee Vickers' house in Dania, Florida. And, of course, just want to give a shout-out again. Tonight's broadcast was brought to you by the Crystal Tones guys, Paul and Lupito, and the Singing Bowls. We had an amazing Singing Bowls that we have set up, and I was playing them tonight. Just amazing tones and frequencies they carry. Check out crystalsingingbowls.com. And, of course, special thanks to Dr. Lee Vickers from Bodies of Light for hosting this amazing event here at his home in Davie, Florida. And with that, some of the upcoming guests we have in the next couple weeks, we have a shamanic breathwork with Star Wolf. We'll do a full hour on the air, live shamanic breathwork. With her, we have Dr. Boyd Purcell coming up. He's got a new book out. He's been on the show before. We'll have Ash Ruiz back, who was on the show tonight. We also have Kelly Jones coming in March. And Kelly Jones is an Akashic Records reader. So for all the listeners out there, mark that on your calendar. Because if you have any questions or anything about your soul's history, that is the show to call in on. That is March 2nd with Kelly Jones. She's an amazing, amazing Akashic Records reader. She's so amazing because she studied Feng Shui in Asia for a long time. And she has just supercharged her capabilities by learning Feng Shui when it comes to reading the information of the Akashic Records, which is really seeing different images. And because she knows Feng Shui, she could go through those images very fluently, and she gives great reading by that. If you don't know what the Akashic Records are, Google it and check that out. You can also check out KellySJones.net is her website. So we have Star Wars coming up, Dr. Boyle, and we have a lot of other people coming up in the lineup. Again, I'm still on the road, 5 weeks now, on the road, nonstop. It's been amazing. It's been draining sometimes. Like, I got sick in Mexico, but it's been all in all, just a blessing and honor to be involved and working with some of the people that I've been working with all over the world. So it's amazing. So shout out to all the listeners. We're now reaching over 110 countries, at Starseed Energy Radio. It's just amazing when you see some of the downloads in countries like Saudi Arabia is one of my top downloaders of my podcast on iTunes. It just blows my mind that we have a crew in Saudi Arabia that is downloading Star Sanger Radio and many other countries. So with that, check out StarSangerRadio.com for the latest news and updates. Follow my Twitter feed where it's put out good information, news articles, videos on the website. So there's always check out my YouTube channel posting new stuff as well. And, with that, I also want to thank Race Car Todd for joining us this evening. Race Car Todd, what did you think of the radio show this evening?
It was excellent. It's awesome. Good energy here.
You learned a lot. What was your definitely highlight? Any special guests jump out at you?
I definitely like the guest that was speaking about the extraterrestrials and getting the Sundance. Looking forward to the development of that cause in particular. They were all good, though.
Well, thanks for hanging out and coming to Dr. Victor's house. As always, he's a huge supporter of the show and a very good friend of mine. So I appreciate you being here, brother. Thank you.
You got it anytime.
With
Thank
that,
you.
We're going to wrap up the show with the last of the Starseed Journey by Will M.I. And as you go into this next week, remember, we're all leaders out there. Power yourself. Keep the energy high. Lots of things happening. And stay posted. I'll be with you all. See with you all. Next week. Enjoy.